Today we begin the final and the most immediate preparation for celebrating the mystery of the death and resurrection of the Lord. Today begins what the church calls Passiontide. A week from today is Palm Sunday. A week from today, the church will put before us the Passion of the Lord according to Mark, as we begin that solemn week remembering the death and resurrection of Jesus. On Good Friday, the church will put before us the Passion of the Lord according to John. It is that reading of the Passion which is forecast in today's gospel. Each one of those scripture authors, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, has a particular take on the Passion and death and resurrection of the Lord. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there are three places in each one of those gospels where Jesus foretells his suffering and his death and his resurrection. And in all three of those gospels and in all three of those predictions in each of the gospels, they go something like this. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and to the elders. He will suffer greatly. He will be put to death, and on the third day he will be raised to life. In John's gospel, there are three predictions of the Passion. The first prediction occurred in last weekend's gospel. Jesus says, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that those who believe in him may have eternal life." The second prediction comes in the 8th chapter of St. John's Gospel, when Jesus says, "When the Son of Man is lifted up from the earth, then you will know that I am." And the third prediction of his Passion comes from the closing words of today's gospel. "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." To be lifted up for John meant that movement of redemption, Jesus suffering, dying, rising, and ascending in glory, and sending forth the Holy Spirit. To be lifted up is to enter into that process by which all of creation, and especially all of human creation, is drawn into union with God. Each evangelist paints a rather different picture of Jesus in his Passion and death and resurrection. For Mark and for Matthew, Jesus is truly a victim. For Mark and for Matthew, Jesus is crushed under the weight of the Passion. Both Mark and Matthew picture Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane falling flat on his face. For Mark and for Matthew, the only one who recognizes what is happening is God. For Luke, it is a different image of Jesus. Jesus is not seen flat on his face on the on the ground in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is kneeling. Throughout the story of the Passion, Jesus is healing and Jesus is forgiving. And so for Luke, those who understand what is happening are some of those who participate in that very event. It is Luke who has the good thief affirm Jesus, and Jesus announces to the thief, "This day you will be with me in paradise." It's a very different picture of Jesus than in Matthew and Mark. And John, above all, has a different picture. Jesus is not the victim. In John's Passion, Jesus is in charge. Jesus decides. For John, Jesus is not prone on the ground in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's not kneeling. Jesus is standing. Jesus says earlier in the gospel, "No one takes my life from me. I freely lay it down, and I freely take it up." For John, Jesus reigns from the cross. The cross is the throne of the King of the universe. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus cries out in agony and then dies. Not so in John. In John, Jesus announces the end and then hands his spirit over. It is not taken from him. That's the image of the Passion that the church will put before us on Good Friday, as the image of the suffering and dying and rising of the Lord, that being lifted up is what the church seeks to teach us about the mystery of Christ, but also about ourselves. In John's story, the entire movement of salvation takes place in 72 hours. In St. Luke's Gospel, it takes place in 50 days. In John's Gospel, at 3:00 in the afternoon, Jesus reigns from the cross and hands over his spirit. Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea come and take his body and solemnly bury it as you would bury the body of a member of the royal family. Early the next morning, the tomb is empty and Jesus appears in the garden to Mary. She seeks to touch him and he says, "Do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." And yet on Sunday evening, he comes among his disciples and he shows them his hands and his feet. And he invites them to touch him. And then he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. As the Father has sent me, now I send you." For John, all of that begins on Calvary. All of that begins with the lifting up. "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all to myself." It is the sweep through death, resurrection, ascension, and the sending of the Spirit that John sees the lifting up to be. In the history of the church on Good Friday, the central part of that liturgy is the veneration of the cross. And in the history of the liturgy, that cross was brought into the church draped, and then only bit by bit revealed. Not because it was an instrument of pain and suffering, but because it was the sign of glory. For the cross that was brought in was covered in gold and studded with jewels. And you and I would have been invited to come and to embrace and kiss that cross, not the instrument of his death, but the instrument of his being lifted up and drawing all things to himself. When two families donated the crucifix that hangs in the church here, it was in John's Passion that the author saw the image, or the artist saw the image of the Lord being lifted up. So the cross is not rough wood, but is gilt gold. And the image is not Jesus writhing in pain, but Jesus rising and ascending in glory. Those garments that the artist places upon Jesus are not garments of clothing. They're the winding sheet, the burial sheet from the tomb, which Jesus wears as a sign of victory. Well, that's what the church seeks to put before us through the scripture reading today, as we enter into that most immediate and proximate moment when we celebrate the mystery of the death and resurrection of the Lord. And we don't do it as spectators. We don't watch what Jesus did and what Jesus does. You and I are meant to be swept up as he is lifted up. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all to myself.